This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, Power Hour Nation. It is 8/24/2018. I don't know what weather is like where you are, but here summer's losing its edge. A little overcast, a little rainy. Nothing like Hawaii. Nothing compared to what's going on there. The Hurricane Lane. A lot of flooding. So our thoughts are with those people. Our prayers are with those people there. Great state of Hawaii. If you got some time, if you're a prayerful person, maybe send out some prayers their way. They certainly need it. Great broadcast today. Somebody new to the show. We always like new people, new perspectives. Really like her. Talked to her earlier today. Karen Cataline is a writer. She writes for Town Hall. She's written some memoirs. Her new article is about Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. Now, the story's not over. We thought that, again, we talked about this. The Supreme Court decision did not, they won the decision, but it didn't set any precedent or protect them at all. Her name of her new article is "If You Can't Say No, Your Yes Means Nothing." Interesting. We're going to talk about that. We've kind of let that subject go, so I'm glad she's coming here and other current event topics. Bob Griswold, fast becoming a favorite of the Power Hour. He's going to talk about the deep state and the precariousness of our position as a country, and also a little bit about the natural disasters, but about this impeachment talk. What does this mean? Where are we? What are we looking at? It is not as cut and dry as it may appear. He certainly has a great perspective. Bob Griswold will be here the last hour to talk about all these things. We're going to do news before Karen comes on here in about 25 minutes or so. Some world news. Russia's central bank. You know, we often wish that this would happen to our central bank, right? That it would go up in flames, the Federal Reserve. Well, figuratively, not literally, but literally, Russian central bank building goes up in flames out of RT. The building that houses Russia's central bank caught fire today in Moscow. Local media reports firefighters have been dispatched to the scene. Hardline border security advocate Scott Morrison is Australia's new prime minister. This is kind of a interesting for a couple reasons. One, Australia, the party gets together and they didn't want to support the old prime minister. They didn't want to support him. He was losing in polls. His rhetoric about the border, that he was fine with immigration, was not going over well. The party replaced him with the treasurer, Scott Morrison, who's much more popular. He's the architect of the country's famously tough migration and border policies, and he wants to make them even tougher than what they are. He's claimed the country's top position today after a party room ballot, so a room of about 100 people decided, well, we're just going to change the prime minister. That's interesting enough. Two, it's interesting that the talk of immigration all over the world, countries are turning on this. What in the world are we letting these unregistered, undocumented, in many cases, this flood of migration into our country? It changes our country. It's not about being racist. It's not about being against immigration or against these people. But what in the world are we doing? This is creating a problem for our countries. Duh. I mean, who didn't know that? Everybody except George Soros thinks that this is a problem. One of those who support George Soros, I guess. Trump cancels Pompeo's North Korea trip, but sends warmest regards to Kim. What's the real message behind there? I don't know. Maybe we'll ask Bob Griswold about that. Maybe he has some perspective. President Trump has canceled State Secretary Mike Pompeo's upcoming trip to North Korea due to take place next week. It was scheduled to take place next week. He cited a lack of progress towards denuclearization. So, as we suspected, as we discussed, nothing is happening. And who does Trump blame? Well, he blames China for hindering the progress. And I've said this over and over. I don't think Kim there, I don't think he can get a bathroom key without China's say-so. I cannot believe, it's very difficult for me to believe they're acting alone, that they're a state acting by themselves without China's influence, and that China's using North Korea as kind of a buffer, almost a bargaining chip in the tariff negotiations. So that's kind of what Trump is saying here, well, pretty much exactly what he's saying in his tweets. An agency of federal authorities have now found a tunnel under old restaurant used to smuggle drugs. Of course, it's been, you know, the suspicion of many people for many years. Hey, they'll just dig under the wall and there'll be tunnels. Well, at least they won't walk across. At least they got to dig a tunnel. Anyway, an old Kentucky Fried Chicken about 200 yards north of the Mexican-American border, it was shut down. Oh, it went out of business. No, not so fast. It just changed business. Instead of selling chicken, it was importing meth and cocaine and the like under the tunnel people could walk through from Mexico all the way up to the Kentucky Fried Chicken, then into America. Yeah, pretty scary. Out of Houston Chronicle. From more U.S. news, Walmart. This is a big story. You remember, I don't know how many months ago this was now, the young woman, Hannah Brumbles, she tried to buy her first firearm at Walmart. It was in Oregon. She turned 18, kind of a family tradition. She went to the Walmart to buy her gun, as is permitted by law, as is permitted by the federal law and federal firearm license that you have to be able to sell under these guidelines. Well, one of them being if you're 18 years old, you can sell the gun, or that you can buy a gun. Walmart refused, saying we've changed our policy. Now, this is very important. I think it's, once again, these corporations, kind of like YouTube, right? You know, the First Amendment obviously is being violated by YouTube, but YouTube says, well, we're a private organization. We can do what I want. That's to be debated by the way they're censoring, and they're basically becoming a newspaper, more or less. But that's another story. But it's corporations driving this discussion. I've always said, cashless society in America, the government won't do it. These corporations will just start going cashless in their stores, like Walmart, Target, or what have you. So Walmart's now saying, well, you can't be 18 to buy a gun. You got to be 21. I thought you were an adult at 18. I mean, aren't you an adult? You can vote, right? You're an adult. So why can't you buy a gun? I mean, that's as American as apple pie and mom. Has been. Let me get this straight so I'm not telling you wrong. The organization, the Bureau of Labor and Industries there in Oregon, has ruled that Walmart had violated Oregon's law against discrimination. So Hannah was discriminated against, age discriminated, because not being too old, being too young, she was discriminated against. And she wants the same settlement. Listen to this. She wants the same settlement, $130,000, from Walmart that an Oregon baker was fined for refusing to bake a gay wedding cake. You're going to fine this man because he doesn't want to bake this wedding cake, $130,000? That's what I want the settlement to be with Walmart. I want a tit for tat here. Very interesting case. An Oregon teenager who filed a discrimination complaint with the Bureau of Labor and Industries after Walmart refused to sell her rifle. Now she's going to go, I'm sure Walmart's going to challenge us in court. So, big story, and I think an important. Senator John McCain, he's discontinuing cancer treatment for his brain cancer. I don't know if he's going to go to hospice at this point. We certainly don't wish suffering for anybody. Even somebody has done such deplorable things as Senator John McCain. We forgive, and we don't want him to suffer. It's terrible. Deep state pulls security clearance for Trump supporter. And you're seeing this all over the deep state rearing its ugly head and how powerful and how entrenched it is. But it still has to operate in some sense of seclusion, of cloak and dagger, and not openly. Trump's administration, it's forced the hand of the deep state, the shadow government, the intelligence community that is against America. When I say against America, against the Constitution, that is globalist. It has forced its hand in coming out and coming open so much. That's one of the most important things Trump has done. It's definitely been that. Well, somebody supported Trump and started raising questions, and so the deep state just pulled their security clearance. But Brennan is trashing the president and saying he committed treason and saying all kind of provocative things, and now he complains that his security clearance was revoked, that that's a violation of his First Amendment rights? Really? Do you think we're that stupid? I mean, you know, you haven't dumbed us down that much, right? America's not that out of it yet, are they? Hawaii is inundated by catastrophic flooding as Hurricane Lane tracks dangerously close. Of course, we discussed that at the front. I mean, have you seen some of the pictures? It is, whoa. I mean, these people need your thoughts, need your prayers. They've already had the volcano situation. Now this, the Ring of Fire. If you know what the Ring of Fire is in the Pacific, the whole Pacific Rim from Japan, if you can imagine a huge circle from Japan up to Alaska, down to California, and then back down around the Hawaii, that's basically the Ring of Fire, Indonesia in there, whatever. It's been literally on fire lately. And not only that, earthquakes throughout America have been, or not America, the world. Measurable earthquakes are up 50% for the year, year on year. Huge number of earthquakes and big ones too. Does this portend to something else? One would think so. Definitely something to be concerned about. And this hurricane, does this have something to do with it? Does the energy, this, what have you? Something to be aware about. Indonesia, the earthquake that just happened there, the death toll rises to 555. And more than 1,300 people were injured. At least that's what we know of as we speak. The Lombok Island, a major earthquake. 353,000 people are now internally displaced because of this earthquake. Court rules, very important case, very good news for the Constitution. You know your smart meter, you know your old analog meters when they used to come read to see how much power that you use. Well, in the old days, courts have ruled, well, if the government knows that, that's not an intrusion on the Fourth Amendment, which I can get that to some degree. I don't completely agree, but I can see that. It's really not a big deal. It's kind of public information to some degree. But these smart meters are different, and they read something much more intrusive. The court has now reversed that earlier ruling about analog meters and now says accessing smart meter data constitutes a government search and is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And if you're going to do that, you got to have a warrant. Very important in the Seventh Circuit there in Illinois, this case. So the Fourth Amendment is being upheld, at least in this case, very important. And put that with the gun rights case in Oregon. You know, if you're 18 years old, why can't you buy a gun? If you have a license to sell rifles, guns, what have you, like Walmart does, you have to abide by the law. You can't just, as a corporation, start making up these laws. Very important, I think, with this. So, some good news. Talking about surveillance, D.C. Airport is the first in the nation to catch suspected imposter using facial biometrics. Now this one's creepy. We'll be back on the other side. We'll talk about this and some more, some health news, and then Karen's coming on. Karen Cataline from townhall.com. She's a writer. Stay tuned. So good to be with you. So good to be here. God bless you. ThePowerHour.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Really appreciate all your purchases from the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, of course, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Please check out our website, see if there's any purchases. You can call Jay directly, you can buy. You don't need to have a PayPal account, you can just click guests and then check out that way. Thank you so much. It's what keeps us here. We've got sales on, of course, Topperson, the iComplex CS, several other things. You can give Jay a holler, so to speak, and I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. And also, we have the Bill of Rights magnets, too. Pastor Wright was on a couple days ago, and he requested some more magnets. We said a bunch. So he's giving, this is getting out. This is spreading, this idea, this concept. I was talking to one of my friends, and she was telling me, you know, she's only been listening to me for about 2 years talk about the Bill of Rights and about the government and about the Declaration of Independence. And she told me, you know what? I'm just now starting to get it. I thought, wow, that's interesting. That's why I'm keeping repeating this. I keep saying all these things. So important, ladies and gentlemen. It is our country. It is our future. It is our protection. It's our heritage. It's darn near everything. Because it encompasses everything about who you are and whose you are, as Pastor Wright would say. America's Pastor, Nicholas Wright, by the way. I'm going to put these next three stories together. You heard the story about the smart meter. I talked about this, that courts are ruling that now you can't access that data without it being called a search, and it's subject to the Fourth Amendment protections. Okay, in D.C. Airport, they're now using biometrics to identify people. Okay, put that with out of the activist post, welcome to the Minority Report, thousands of stores planned facial recognition use for anti-theft. Put it with that story. Then BuzzFeed, tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 election strategy. So all these stories together, these big electronic conglomerates, the technology that they're using, they're in full force now, one, to surveil you, to watch you, the smart meters, and then two, yes, you can see, do we even have to argue about it? Do I even have to discuss it? YouTube, Facebook, the power that they have. They've captured our hearts, they've captured our imaginations with things like Facebook. Now they're twisting that and using it and and censoring it in a way which manipulates it even further and in more insidious a way than we could ever have imagined. I mean, if we would have known that it would have come to this, I mean, we would all thrown Facebook in the ocean for the first moment it got here. But like a crack addict or something, we're addicted to it, and now our addiction is coming back to haunt us here. And these three stories are separate, but you can see it, can't you? And the facial recognition, and is that not a violation of the Fourth Amendment? And do you have a right to, or a assumption that you walk around public that people don't know everything about you? I mean, isn't that a safe assumption? Obviously, you don't have a right of privacy when you're in the public just walking around, meaning people can see you, people can see your face, people can talk to you, right? You don't have that assumption. But you certainly have an assumption that, well, they can't scan my face and then know my Social Security number and my, you know, my purchasing history at Walmart for the last 20 years or what have you. Or, you see my point? It's two different things. This is getting faster and faster. Now the tech companies want to use their technology to monitor you, now to control your imagination, you know, by these censorships. And, again, this is all about capturing your convictions, capturing your heart, capturing your mind, capturing your imagination. Speech and imagination is what makes you different than a dog, makes you different than a cow. And they want to take that because these Luciferians think that that's what you are, cows. They're to serve a Luciferian objective, that they're the chosen ones, and that they're going to use your will and your efforts and use you like a slave and then throw you away. You can see that that's where this is going. Prayer, unity around what? Prayer and unity and faith is the only thing now that will explode this syndicate that is against us. Other stories, dangerous parasitic disease caused by kissing bugs has sickened somewhere around 300,000 Americans, so say doctors, out of the Daily Mail, and warn people there's some bug that comes and bites your face. It causes a parasite, causes the Chagas disease. I never even heard of this. Something you may want to look into on thepowerhour.com, of course, all these news stories. You know, they go back and forth about coffee's good for you, coffee's not good for you. Brush your teeth up, brush your teeth left. You know, up and down or left and right. I mean, scientists have a different opinion. A little glass of wine helps you. Now, a new major study from 195 nations. This is a pretty extensive study. 195 nations, excuse me. I had that number wrong. 195 nations now say zero tolerance. There's no safe level of alcohol. Whatever benefit they may give you, wine or what have you, it's overrun by the negative effects and the inherent risks that it creates. There you go. Surprising vegetable may protect against heart disease. Radishes. Radishes may not be the first food you think of, but they do help. Is the FDA going to ban more supplements? Be on alert. Give them a call. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain will discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. That's according to a statement that was released today by his family. McCain was diagnosed last summer, and he did make one final speech on the Senate floor.
Our system doesn't depend on our nobility. It accounts for our imperfections and gives us an order to our individual strivings that has helped make ours the most powerful and prosperous society on earth. It is our responsibility to preserve that. And even when it requires us to do something less satisfying than winning.
Today, the Trump Organization CFO was granted immunity by federal prosecutors for providing information about Michael Cohen in the criminal investigation into hush money payments for two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. Hurricane Lane continues to turn toward Hawaii, with parts of the Big Island already seeing over 31 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Our next guest is new to the Power Hour. In her bio, she did caught Catherine's attention, because it says she is passionate about freedom, justice, independence of thought, and personal responsibility. I thought, wow, where has this person been all our lives? We're so happy to welcome Karen Cataline. She's a writer, Town Hall, her new article, Masterpiece Cake Shop 2, Part 2. If you can't say no, your yes means nothing. That's what we'll focus on. I'm sure we'll get into some other things. Karen, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be with you, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I had never met you, and we talked earlier today. We just had a very lovely conversation. I thought you're very insightful on these subjects. Let's talk about the Masterpiece Cake Shop and give us a little background where we are today and the gist of your article.
Well, thank you, Daniel. This is a case I've been watching for a long time for a whole host of reasons, but the first one is I hail from Colorado. So I've lived in New York and L.A. and all over the place, but Denver is my hometown. And I've been watching this case for 6 years. And for people who don't know, Jack Phillips, the owner of the Masterpiece Cake Shop, this tiny little hole-in-the-wall cake shop, you know, that you would think is the only cake shop in all of Denver. It's not. has been basically harassed by the Colorado Department of CRDC. And he prevailed after more than six and a half years in a 7-2 Supreme Court decision. Now, you would think that would be the end of it. The Democrats, of course, the left, said, oh, no, 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 that was a very narrow victory. And, in fact, a transgender attorney had been allegedly harassing Jack just around the time that they decided to take that case, and had asked him for all manner of cakes, including sexually explicit ones, ones that celebrate Satanism. This is alleged, but they got a lot of very appalling requests, because, after all, you're not allowed to disagree with them. So the real crux of the matter, the real,
let me interject. Yeah. Karen, let me interject right here, because I didn't know that it was so long that's been going on. I mean, I guess it takes a while to get to the Supreme Court. You know, I've had the question, if I was a cake baker or whatever, and you wanted me to make a Nambla cake, you know, for you know, basically people who like little boys sexually, or you wanted me to make a Hail Satan cake, or, you know, something like this. It's against my corporate. How in the world is this public policy in Colorado to begin with? How in the world are we even at this point?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a lot easier. It's a bigger step to this than you might think. And it all stems from the EEOC laws that everybody thought were kind of benign, right? That you can't discriminate based on race, sex, gender, all of those things. But that's the crux of my piece, well, part of it, is that the EEOC laws, which the left used to think, you know, the Equal Protection Clause was so good because, you know, they thought that was really cool. But then, because they tend to change so quickly, they kind of glommed on to the fact that transgenders and sexual, they love all these terminologies. Now that has to be tacked on to the the EEOC laws. And so what you basically end up having is, instead of equal protection, you have unequal protection, and you have some people, kind of like Animal Farm, more equal than others. And this is what they're pushing right now. And that makes it so that because they are part of a protected class, and this person, Autumn Scardina, a transgender attorney, made sure in his complaint to mention that he, she, whichever, was part of a protected class. Now, that's not equal protection under the law, but that's what the left is pushing now.
Okay, now EEOC, you mean equal employment opportunity? The law is kind of like, you know, you can't discriminate for race or color or what have you. Now, let me be clear, because I'm a little confused. When they added, I guess you're talking about homosexuals, basically a protected class, because that's what the cake was for, a homosexual wedding, that was added to the EEOC without law or without, I mean, how did that get added and lumped in with that?
Yeah, it is a little convoluted. I agree, Daniel, and it is. Let me see if I can make it more simple, if I can, for your listeners.
Okay.
The Colorado Civil Rights Division, known as the CCRD, is this unelected bureaucratic bunch of administrative law judges that are all lean left. This case, and this is my opinion, I cannot prove it, was shopped so that they could test this case in court. Two lesbians came in the week before and were turned away because Jack Phillips is a devout Christian. And he doesn't make Halloween cakes either. So as soon as that happened, then this gay couple came in. And this happened, this is the original case. And it took only about 1 minute for them to sit down at the custom cake table, in which they said, we would like you to make a cake for our wedding, which they had already had in Massachusetts. And it's very important to point out here that gay marriage was not legal in Colorado at the time. Colorado had not voted on that, and it was only because of the Supreme Court that made a blanket law for the entire country through precedent, and I'm not an attorney, that this case, you know, that they really forced through gay marriage. So come back 6 years later, and of course, you know, it was won on a very almost a technicality, because it was clear that the CCRD had an axe to grind against Jack Phillips because he was a Christian. They called him a Hitler, which, as a Jewish person, I find appalling. I find so much of this case appalling, because they're not asking for equal rights. They're asking for special rights. And basically, they want to legislate Jack's thinking. They want to make certain thoughts illegal. That is my commentary, that they basically cannot tolerate someone disapproving of them or their behavior. So they're trying to make that happen through the courts. And that was why I wrote this piece, is to talk about the difference between disapproval and discrimination. It's quite different. And what they're trying to do is legislate out human beings' right to disapprove of certain behavior that they don't like. And yet, it's perfectly okay for them to hate and disapprove of Christians. So we got to fight back against this.
Let me ask you a couple questions here. I'll put them together. You answer them in any order. We got a couple minutes before the break and then the other side. One, the Supreme Court decision that they came down in favor of Jack in this case, it really wasn't a decision. It's kind of like, well, they were biased against him. You win. I mean, it didn't set a precedent. It didn't protect him at all. I didn't feel that way. And obviously Colorado didn't feel that way either because they're still going after him. One question, why didn't the Supreme Court make a decision here? It seems like they just kicked it down the can. And then two, what's your feeling about the First Amendment here, you know, making no law respecting the establishment of religion? They're basically making a law that supersedes Jack's right, natural right, to have a religious opinion, a deep-seated conviction here. Your feelings on both those questions?
Sure. I'll take the last one first. One of the wrinkles in this case that the left has tried to ignore, but a very, very important one, is that Jack Phillips would serve everyone. And they were trying to prosecute this case based on, there are all these legal terms, and I'm not a lawyer, but it's equal access to public accommodation. That's it, public accommodation. Well, public accommodation is you're black and someone says, I won't serve you because you're black. And they're trying to piggyback that onto the fact that Jack basically has two businesses. One, he sells stuff off the shelf, you know, baked goods, cakes, and cookies. The other is his custom cake business, in which he creates a custom cake using his art and his talent. And that has always been part of their contention, is that this is his creative freedom we're talking about, not public accommodation. One of the reasons they kicked the can down the road, in my opinion, again, this is all commentary, is because of the Supreme Court split and Justice Kennedy's kind of swing vote. So we hope that the new Supreme Court justice will not be as ambivalent about some of these issues.
Ambiguous.
Ambiguous. I'll leave it there, and I know you got a break. So I have one more point about that.
Yeah, we'll get on the other side. Sure, we have plenty of time. Karen Cataline's very...
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Karen Cataline is how you pronounce her name, but it's spelled Karen, Katalin.com. That's her website, Karen Cataline, but spelled like Cataline, Katalin. You can see some of her writings. She's written some pretty poignant memoirs, funny too, about different subjects. So you can check those out. As you can tell, she's a pretty thoughtful person. Really, really enjoy talking to you, Karen. Why don't you go ahead and finish that point, and then I got something to throw at you.
Well, yes, and I love that. You said they're still going after him, so the Supreme Court wasn't exactly a settled law. Well, I just want to point out that this particular virulent left would go after Jack Phillips no matter what the Supreme Court said, because they can't, as I said in my piece, they can't afford for him to be able to think differently than they do, because God forbid they did, then everybody would do it. And they're after, you know, a collectivization of all of us. And that's what we have to put an end to. Don't ever think it's about the subject they present. It's about their motive of they now, I'm getting off the subject myself. They now have made no secret of the fact that they love socialism And that's where what a lot of this, in my opinion, is about. It's not about a cake. And I'll say one more thing that might seem off the subject, but it's not. Remember our previous president who was caught, I guess, in San Francisco, saying the two things that he most detested about his opponents, his political opponents, was that they were clinging to their guns and God. Well, that's no accident, in my opinion, that he chose those two things, because those are the two things that are the greatest threat to socialism. There's a few others, too. But there's nothing more of a threat than independent law-abiding citizens defending themselves and independent law-abiding citizens abiding by the law but answering to, as we say in Hebrew National, a higher authority. You know, the socialists want the government to be God. They don't want you to believe there is one. And so that's why that this is such a threat. And in my opinion, they need to go after a Christian. Let's just see them go after a Muslim baker. They don't do it, do they?
Well, you see, now you got me off track here. But we'll go down this road with you. I like this.
This is fun stuff to talk about. It is.
Yes. It's obvious that there is some sort of, you can use conspiracy, you could use whatever word you want. This is my thinking, you react however you want. There's obvious that there is some sort of conspiracy that is aiming to usurp the Bill of Rights, usurp the Declaration of Independence, the individuality that is America, the, you know, we are given unalienable rights by our Creator, this idea that our loyalty, our freedom, everything comes from something higher than government, that we, the people, are empowered here. Now, they're trying to erase that and then throw us down to where we're subject to this higher authority, meaning government. And they're using the stamp and the authority and the violence and the overwhelming nature of government to squash these concepts and turn us into some kind of socialist hellhole. It's pretty obvious that there's a conspiracy to proliferate that idea. Agree with me? Disagree?
Well, you know what, Daniel? I'd love to be able to argue and disagree with you, but I can't disagree with you on that one. I agree. Now, when you say conspiracy, I mean, I don't think every liberal, every leftist, every Democrat feels that way. But as far as the strategists in the party, they take these issues that are designed to make people feel like if you don't agree with me, you're hateful and intolerant. Well, that's just the hook. The real story is they're the hateful, intolerant ones because they project their hatred onto a Jack Phillips. And by the way, I've met Jack Phillips, and he is the most modest, kind, soft-spoken man who just wants to do his business. He never asked for any of this, and he was dragged through the mud. He had death threats and everything else. I call the most hateful, most horrible names because he has a business that he wants to conform with his religious conscience. And if we can't allow that in America, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have an America.
Let me go back to what I was originally going to ask you or throw out there.
Sure.
The EEOC, obviously the civil rights issues, blacks were being mistreated. There's still mistreatment of that. I mean, there's mistreatment all, but anyway, that's another issue. Obviously saying if you have a restaurant, you have to serve blacks. Okay. And people think, well, that's the way it should be. And whether it should or shouldn't, I think is not the point. I think what the point is, and we're seeing it now, is that if you tell a restaurant that they have to serve a black person, a Jewish person, a white person, whatever, that they have to serve that person, then now that business is not theirs anymore. And now what can't they make that business do? And I think we're seeing it now. This is kind of the struggle. That's my feeling. Yours?
Well, yeah, I think we've lived with public accommodation laws for a long, long time, and we didn't have a problem with them. On a libertarian ground, I might argue ideologically, but I'm not arguing public accommodation. You know, that was when we had separate drinking fountains in this country. We're not living in those times anymore. But as the left is wont to do always, they love to expand the definitions of words and government itself. So what they want to do is increase the government's power to force people not only to bake certain cakes, but to think certain thoughts. And by the way, it doesn't apply to them, because leftists and socialists never, their laws never apply to them. Remember when the moment Donald Trump was elected, there were a bunch of designers, clothing designers, who said, well, they would never design for Melania Trump. Meanwhile, Melania Trump didn't ask them to, but they were already telegraphing their moral indignation that they wouldn't design clothing. Well, there is not an ounce of difference between your creative uses, your creative talents designing clothing, and your creative talents designing a cake. The only difference is they made this transgender person a part of a protected class. So now the left has license to tell you that Jack cannot, quote, discriminate. And he's not discriminating. As I said, he doesn't make Halloween cakes either. He has to treat a transgender person or a gay person or whatever with greater rights than anyone else. Because if someone came in and said, I want you to write happy anniversary or something, and it wasn't part of a protected class, no one would sue him for this. This is preposterous, and it doesn't make a bit of sense. We need to stand up against it and recognize what this case is about, and it's not about a cake.
I can see if you can tell a business that they have to serve certain people, now you can tell them that you have to bake a cake for them. See, to me, I completely agree. I don't like the intrusion that's been going on for some time. Can you stay over one more segment? Let's continue with this thought.
I'd be delighted.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go a little deeper here. I think we need to go backwards on these EEOC laws and things, and let's start having people have their own will and have their own choices. This isn't 1940 anymore. If somebody doesn't want to serve black people, they'll be out of business pretty quick.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.